FNC's Carlson, the party that is calling for firing truck drivers is suddenly losing elections to truck drivers. By Jeff Poor on November 4, 2021. FNC host Tucker Carlson opened his Wednesday broadcast by arguing Tuesday's election results were a pushback against the policies and politics of the Democratic Party. Carlson pointed to the Democratic Party's answers to COVID and tack on race issues as what was rejected by voters. Transcript as follows. Carlson, seems like the perfect moment to rethink what we thought we knew about American politics, the way the country runs, and the laundry list of lies that we have been force-fed for the past year. Now is the moment, because clearly we're at an inflection point. Last night, if you were to sum it up in a single phrase, we've had enough. There is a limit to which you can push the American population before they gently and politely push back through democratic means, and that's exactly what we just saw. It is now impossible to deny that this country is in the middle of some kind of political realignment and the people who run our country did not see it coming. There are a lot of examples here, the obvious ones and the not so obvious. So, I'll start with the latter. In Texas last night, Republicans just flipped an overwhelmingly Hispanic district, one that went for Joe Biden by 14 points a year ago. 14 points, because of course, Hispanic districts go Democrat, because Hispanics are Democrats, right? Well, the Republican in that district, John Lehan, won, and he won by calling for the one thing you're not allowed to call for in an overwhelmingly Hispanic district: border security. Countries have borders. Everybody understands that, no matter what color they are, it turns out. Meanwhile, in a place that looks very different from the southern parts of Texas, Minneapolis, really the cradle with anxious white liberalism, a place that defund voters overwhelmingly rejected a measure to defund the police first sounded like a good idea. In Minneapolis, voters overwhelmingly rejected a measure to defund their own police and get rid of their police department. It turns out we need police, even in Minneapolis. That dawned on them. And then in the state of New Jersey, a truck driver who spent a total of $150 on his campaign is as of right now beating the longtime president of the New Jersey State Senate, and it's not mindlessly populist to suggest he'll probably be better, actually. But the headline is, the party that is calling for firing truck drivers is suddenly losing elections to truck drivers, and if that's not sweet, we don't know what the word means. Meanwhile, the governor of that state, the self-appointed king of New Jersey, the finance goon, Phil Murphy, was of course going to win his race by some massive margin. It's New Jersey. It's a machine state. Joe Biden won it by 16 points a year ago. But that's not what happened, not even close. Instead, Phil Murphy apparently barely made it across the finish line. That's not even totally settled, but as of right now, Murphy's margin of victory is less than 1%. Does he see that as an endorsement of his policies? Good job, Phil Murphy. Winning by less than 1% in New Jersey? Well, he probably does. That's how deluded these people are. But here is the headline, as you're certainly aware by now, and it is the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's Glenn Youngkin, a man you had not heard of last year. 10 months ago, Glenn Youngkin's name recognition was 2%. If you didn't live next to Glenn Youngkin, you've not heard of him. He ran against the former governor of Virginia, who was governor just 4 years ago. One of the most famous people in the Democratic Party for 30 years. Bill Clinton's best friend, Terry McAuliffe, and he spanked him. How did he do that exactly? Well, a lot of ways. We're going to talk about them tonight. But here is one interesting slice of the demographic pie. Fox News has found that Hispanics voted for Glenn Youngkin by a 9-point margin. Well, that's odd, because the entire campaign of Glenn Youngkin was based that he was a racist. It turns out, normal people don't believe that, and they're sick of hearing it. In her victory speech, the lieutenant governor of Virginia, the woman who ran with Glenn Youngkin, her name is Winsome Sears, made this point. This is the essential point, and it's clear that most Americans very clear tonight agree with it. This is not a racist country. Stop telling us that it is. Stop lecturing us. Improve our lives. Here she is. Begin video clip. Winsome Sears, R., lieutenant governor-elect. There are some who want to divide us, and we must not let that happen. They would like us to believe we are back in 1963 when my father came. We can live where we want. We can eat where we want. We own the water fountains. We have had a black president elected not once, but twice, and here I am living proof. End video clip. Carlson, well, exactly, nicely put, nicely illustrated. Stop it, Democratic propaganda machine. NBC News, The Atlantic, The White House, stop lying to us, stop picking the scab. Stop trying to divide us by how we look. That was the core message that voters in Virginia sent last night. The question is, will Washington manage to decipher what they have said? And unfortunately, the odds of that are not great. Remember that on his final night of this bitterly fought campaign, Terry McAuliffe, who knows his way around politics, brought in someone called Randy Weingarten to speak on his behalf on stage. Just Randy Weingarten, a repulsive teachers' union hack from New York who has precisely no interest in or connection to the voters of Virginia. So what's the message of that? The message is really clear. We don't care about you at all. You play no role in this. This is an inside game. And of course they mean it, they really feel that way. They think it is how they win, through coalitions. You're not part of it. You see this in everything they do. Here is a senile president and a VP no one likes, deal with it, America. In the case of Virginia, just 6 weeks ago, a low IQ Washington Post columnist called Jennifer Rubin assured us that an endorsement from some has-been functionary in Dan Quayle's office from the 1980s was going to make all the difference for Terry McAuliffe, quote. The Bill Kristol endorsement will be big, Rubin announced naturally on Twitter. Trust me. It's hard to believe that's real, but it's entirely real, and it's exactly why they lost last night. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.